Let's do one on Howard, Howard, Seeger, Sieger, 72538. Today is 3/12/26. This is an 86-year-old woman, I'm sorry, gentleman, originally from Jasper, J-A-S-P-E-R, Texas, a truck driver over the road who's single, lives by himself. He has had provider, but they were discontinued because of paperwork that needs to get restarted, period. In the paragraph, he's a rather very weak person. He's debilitated. He's bowel and bladder incontinent. His weakness stems from congestive heart failure, chronic, with a 4-plus pedal edema, open wound, upper pretibial area on the right side, weeping liquids with an EF of 22%, period. Patient is taken care of by Dr. Larry Brown, who will be notified regarding his admission to hospice and palliative care at this time, period. He last hospitalization was a few months ago because of fall. He's very weak. And a desperate need of provider services, no longer able to care for himself, period. He has a history of hypertension, CHF, COPD, tobacco abuse, alcohol abuse, peripheral vascular disease, debility, weakness, shortness of breath, muscle weakness, period. Patient is using a walker, but is getting more and more difficult for him to use his walker. He's ADL dependent and bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Medications includes vitamin B12, Tylenol, Advair, albuterol inhaler, Lortensin 40 milligram a day, Neurontin 300 milligram TID, Aricept 10 milligram a day, potassium 20 milli equivalent a day, Lasix 40 milligram a day. He also takes Prilosec 40 milligram a day, Hydralazine 25 milligram a day, Vicodin PRN for pain, Coric 6.25 twice a day, and Lasix 40 milligram a day, period. Surgery includes stent placement in both lower extremities related to his severe peripheral vascular disease, period. Review of system, weakness, muscle wasting, shortness of breath at rest, shortness of breath with activities, tobacco abuse, alcohol abuse, lower extremity edema, 4-plus with a weeping, open wounds, both legs right greater than left, period. Increased confusion, he's wheelchair bound and has a walker, but is no longer able to use the walker. Shortness of breath, once again at rest and with activity. He's not interested in stopping smoking. Allergy, none. Family history, both mom and dad died of old age. Immunization, he's had flu shot, pneumonia shot over a year ago. Period. Let's see, an exam, his blood pressure is 200 over 122, or two sides 92%, pulse is 88, respiration is 18. Heart positive, on positive, still with an S3, Gallop, long, bronchi aroused, bilaterally, abdomen soft, neck shows positive, JBD, skin shows no rash, but 4-plus edema bilaterally with weeping wounds related to his severe edema, right greater than left. Number one, hypertension. My plan is to increase patients' Coric from 6.25 milligram to 25 BID gradually. Number two, weeping lower extremity. Weeping lower extremity related to 4-plus edema. Increased Lasix to BID. We're going to put him on TED hose, increase, and try to get him to elevate his legs. His blood pressure is also elevated because of noncompliance with medication. He's in no shape and form ready to stop smoking or drink alcohol. He's in need of provider services. He also needs hospice and palliative care nurses to control for education and to teach him about his medications, period. He's O2-SAT stable. He's definitely not a safe person to have oxygen around because of his smoking abuse, period. He has bouts of confusion on Aricept with history of bowel dementia, period. The blood pressure will be checked on a regular basis. Oh, on his medication list, also put Pletal, P-L-E-T-A-L, 100 milligram once a day. Patient's peripheral vascular disease appears to be end stage. Status post stent placement. His ejection fraction of 20%, consistent with the congestive heart failure. Low EF. He was given a choice of defibrillator placement because his low EF, but he refused. He would like to be kept comfortable at home. He does not want to go back and forth to doctor's office or hospital. He has already had one fall. Dr. Larry Brown will be notified of his decision regarding regarding placement into hospice care at home, period. He also has history of gastroesophageal reflux, neuropathy, chronic pain, on Vicodin. There's a question whether or not he's taking his hydralazine on a regular basis. He's supposed to be on 25 milligram TID. This will be also observed and monitored by the hospice nurses, period. Overall prognosis remains poor for this gentleman with EF of 22%, history of chronic congestive heart failure, pedal edema of 4+, bowel and bladder incontinence, severe weakness, debilitation, and ADL dependency. Definitely meets the criteria, and shortness of breath at rest. Definitely meets the criteria for hospice care at home under congestive heart failure diagnosis at this time. Thank you.